No one remembered the books but her. Alistair's eyes drifted open. No one remembered the books but her. The phrase had become something like a blink, a yawn, involuntary. It was the first thought she had every morning since she was 10, and she had long come to accept that she had no control over it. Instead, she thought it, she acknowledged it, and she let it slip back into the dark place it came from. She would have loved nothing more than to forget the damned books like everyone else had managed to do. She'd spent years trying everything in her power not to remember them. But trying to forget something was like saying don't blink, don't breathe. It just made you more aware of the thing you wanted to forget. She didn't really remember the books anyway, only pieces, the feelings they triggered in her as a child, the imprint of a vivid passage of text, the sound of a strange name. She'd gotten good at not thinking about the little bits of the books, not letting them bubble to the surface. Skillfully not remembering them was how she survived her early-ish adulthood. She used to remember more, but over the years, many of those memories had sunk into the deep where everything else had gone. In a rarely frequented corner of her mind, she called them the Briar Books. Not because she wanted to, but because naming them kept them separate from the rest of her life. Because Alistair's entire life was books. So there were books, and then there were the Briar Books, and the latter, for the most part, had been locked behind a door in a remote part of her for 15 years.